Dahi this morning, for the purpose of this conversation, is going to represent an entire body of people. You would have heard over the last 24 hours that Tramore was going to have some difficulty in delivering Meals on Wheels to homes where people really do rely on it.
Hugely
and really do need
service.
It. It's such an important service. More genuinely needs to be said about this because it's such a lifeline for so many people. But this morning, Dahi got in his van and he, along with so many other people, transported the staff of Meals on Wheels Tramore to work to make sure the service could operate. And not only that, but all meals to the elderly today will be delivered by the Irish Coast Guard. Dahi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dahi.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Dahi, there's an introduction for you now. How do you follow that?
Oh, I don't know.
Dahi, tell us what's happening. So what time were you up and about this morning?
I got up this morning at 5:30, headed over to the station to collect the Jeep, and I went to Ballyscannon to collect one of the chefs and back to Tramore and collected one of the helpers, the chef's helpers in Tramore.
Tell us, what were the roads like this morning at that hour?
Well, Ballyscannon was tricky now because it was an untreated road, and that's the girl that was living out there, Mandy, she was worried about getting in, so that's why they asked for assistance for us to help, because we have the four-wheel drive Jeeps and stuff, you know. But it was tricky coming out of those patches on that road this morning, very tricky, you know.
So thanks to you obviously made sure that the staff were able to get to the centre in Tramore. And then today, Dahi, all meals to the elderly will be delivered by the Coast Guard.
They are, yeah. The team from Balmahan are assisting that today now for all the meals to be delivered within the Coast Guard Jeeps, because four-wheel drive and all that, you know, they've got access areas that some cars might be able to access, you know.
And this is such a strong example of community spirit, because when you think of the Irish Coast Guard, you may not immediately think of assisting people to deliver Meals on Wheels or provide community service, but your reach is so big, Dahi, that we probably don't even realise the half of it.
Yeah, like we do a lot more than Sea and Cliff Rescue, and we do community-based services. Like, that's an example of one community-based service we do. We are there to help in every aspect of ways that we can assist, you know, and it's great to be able to help the community, because at the end of the day, they're vulnerable people that need that service, and we're great to be able to help in this morning, you know.
And there was so much, I know, conversation happening online about, yes, we knew the snow was coming and we knew the roads would be treated, maybe some would be untreated, but that this, above anything, was a service that couldn't be stopped, Dahi, because it would literally mean the difference between someone eating on one day and not eating on a day.
Yeah. I think the service didn't run on Monday for the simple reason of, you know, they had to put the plan in place, yeah, and stuff like that. And maybe they were short of supply, that they didn't think they were going to get supplies. But we have been asked to assist on Thursday morning again, because of the temperatures are supposed to plummet again for Wednesday night, Thursday morning, you know.
Well, fair dues to people in terms of the Coast Guard service and your good selves in terms of what you do and delivers in such a good and professional way, and people who are used to difficult conditions.
Yeah. We go out and out. Like, we train in all conditions. We train in day and night. Not so much in snow, because, you know, we don't see too much of it, but we're equipped, we're fully equipped for every aspect of weather, you know, like in terms of snow, storms, anything that side of things, we're fully equipped, you know, and the vehicles are there. Like, we have ATV buggies, they're four-wheel drive, the Jeeps are four-wheel drives. We have all the equipment there.
It's a gorgeous, yeah. We were only saying it this morning because very early on in the show, Dahi, we were saying, you know, it's a really good idea to check in on your neighbours, especially if you've neighbours that mightn't be able to get visitors with the roads, you know, not passable. People might be short on supplies like milk and bread and all those staples, but also maybe just to see a friendly face. I think that's the power of maybe communities like ourselves, because you mightn't see a face from one end of the day to the next unless it's your postman, your delivery man, Meals on Wheels. That power of connection is so important for all of us.
It is. I'm currently now, as you know, I work for DPD. I'm currently heading out to the country there now just to start my run. And I meet people along the way that mightn't see anyone else for the rest of the day. And I always, you know, you always stop and give them a little minute. There's some people there.
Yeah.
I'm going out to Kilbroy there and out to Jim and Mary Welch. And they always like a little chat in the morning, you know, and Bobby. You know, they mightn't see anyone for the rest of the day, or they might be stuck in there today with the roads being bad. They mightn't want to go out, you know.
Well, there you have it.
It's always nice to have a little chat with them, you know. They probably appreciate it as well, you know.
Listen, well done to you and the rest of the crew. It's a great thing that you do. It really is. And we're lucky to have you to be able to do it and all the rest of it. So fair dues on that. So travel safe on your journeys today,
We will do, lads.
Thanks so much, Dahi, and a happy new year to you.
God bless,
happy new year to you, mind.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.